Hello, Brian.
Hi, Miaofen. It's good to see you again.
对。
Today, we're talking about 化蝶社。
上次刚开始，今天可以继续。
Yeah, Self-Cultivation Club. Welcome to the club.
欢迎来到化蝶社。
Yeah.
这个是你的一个想理想，作为一个哲学的教授，想要带给同学啊朋友啊我们的听众这方面的想法。其实我们从小都学了很多公民教育啦、然后身体啊知识的教育也都学了蛮多，为什么还要让自己变成更好的人？
Yeah, that's a good question. And in philosophy, we often don't talk about how to be a better person. We talk in ethics class sometimes, and even in college we have business ethics and we have engineering ethics and we have medical ethics. And the idea is how to make decisions that are good and not bad, meaning that they're good for more people, that good things can come out of them and so on. But we don't really focus on how to be a better person ourselves. However, in the history of philosophy, if you look back at early philosophy in classical times, like at Marcus Aurelius, or Aristotle, or Confucius, or the Buddha, these people really emphasized how to become a better person, and some of them even had methods for how to do it.
做一个更好的人的方法。那可他们一定都花了一些时间去思考，做一个好的人，我们到目前为止大部分都是讲到斯多亚哲学家。
Right.
对。
The Stoics.
对。
Yeah. But Ben Franklin was an American inventor and writer. He's considered one of the founding fathers of America. And,
法兰克林就是美国的建国的当时的一个重要的代表人物、
right.
也是一个发明家。
Right.、He lived in the 18th century. And he wrote it, toward the end of his life, he wrote an autobiography describing the events in his life and so on.
是他自己写的自传吗？
Right.、And he described a method that he had for self-cultivation. He called it, let me see, I have it here in front of me, he called it the plan for attaining moral perfection.
如何达到道德完美的计划。
Right. So he started this when he was quite young. He was already writing and printing, which was his profession. And he wanted to think to himself, how can I become a better person? And I guess all of us have to think, where we are in our lives right now, are we the kind of people we hope to be? And I think for a lot of us, we're not quite there yet, right? We could be better. And the next question we should ask then is, how? How can we become better?
这个问题我有想过跟譬如专注力有关，想要变成一个比较好的人，有很多不同的目标，很多不同的条件。那可是把这个当作目标，本身就是要专注在这件事情上面。如果我专注在写书，我可能就不会去记得我哪里要注意整洁啦，家里要打扫干净啦，
right,
煮东西来吃要注重营养啊，
right,
可能我们就没有办法注意到其他这些目标，
right,
那就专注在写书，
right,
那或者研究生专注在写论文，
right,
或者考生专注现在要考试。
Right.
常常就头发都不洗啊，好几天头发很油，然后就看到这个，哇，你好认真。然后爸爸妈妈，我就看到孩子在考试期间 哎，都很注意自己的头发，女生注意她的刘海啦，或者是弄得很漂亮很干净，反而会觉得哎，你怎么都不认真读书，浪费时间在整理这些爱漂亮。
Right, so cultivating yourself is partly about
专注于什么，
what you're paying attention to.
对，要有专注于某一点。
Right, and some people think that if you really want to be accomplished, be successful, you need to focus just on one thing and on nothing else. Which may be true for some ways of doing things, but if you're focused on just one thing, maybe you're focused on being a dancer, there's still many aspects of dance that you have to balance.
对，要有体力，可能要练习呼吸，要肌耐力，
各种练习。If you want to maintain certain relationships in your life, you also have to pay attention to those.
对。
And do you still want to be a good person, right? Do you want to be a person that when you look back on your life, you don't have certain regrets? Like, did you mistreat people? Did you ignore people? Did you offend people, right? So you still want to, even though you're focused on one thing, you may still have tendencies in your life, like maybe anger, that you'll look back on and say, gee, I really wish I had corrected that when I had the chance.
但也许他不是做了一个完美的人，比如说是一个不好的父亲，是一个不负责任的配偶，是一个不孝顺的孩子，可是他可能是一个成功的企业家，是一个有成就的学者，或者是很多艺术家的成就，很棒的艺术家，但他可能根本不知道怎么去把关系做好。可是即使这样，这些情况我们还是有做好其中一件事情，只是不是做完美的。
Yeah, right. And so the question is that the kind of life you want?
对啊。
Right? Maybe that's fine. Maybe if you become a successful novelist and everybody hates you, everybody in your life hates you, maybe that's okay with you.
你觉得这个是 self-cultivation, 化蝶社不会排斥有人说我就是要追求成为一个很棒的小说家，我就是要把艺术做到好。我就是要追求我把我的论文写到最好，我把考试考到101分、100分，这也是 perfection。
I disagree with that way of looking at things.
你不行，
yeah,
你觉得这不是
I mean, if somebody wants to do that, that's their business. But 化蝶社 is about trying to be a little bit better than that. So the idea is not that you're perfect in every aspect of your life. But that you try to improve yourself as much as you can within the limits of your life, right? So if you want to become a famous novelist, maybe you can do that and you can also be a decent person. If that's possible.
就说这并不冲突。
Right.
对，我同意，这并不冲突。哦，不过一个人要达成这样的目标，可能需要一些帮助。方法，所以你希望可以提供 Franklin 他当时的想法，他的方法是什么？
Right, so maybe by thinking about this together, we can make some progress together. That's why it's called a club instead of a class. Right. So my job is not to teach somebody how to be a better person, but to raise some possibilities.And then maybe other people can input and say, oh, I've done this, and that really helped, or I've done that, and that didn't work so well, that kind of thing. So one possibility is what Ben Franklin said. He, in this plan for attaining moral perfection, what he did is he identified 13 virtues.
13种德性。
Yeah.
或是美德。
Right.And he thought that if he could focus on those, then he would have a good life. Meaning that he, at the end of his life, when he looked back, he would be able to say, I was satisfied, I was happy, and it was a worthwhile life. And I think we all hope that when we get to the end of our lives, we can look back and say, yes, that was a worthwhile life. I don't have a lot of regrets, and I accomplished the things that I thought were worthwhile and meaningful.
对，而且我看这十三个法兰克林他的方法也不是特别困难，每个人都其实可以做到。
Yeah, so should we mention what they are? Should we read them? I'll read them in English, and then see if you want to, maybe you can say them in Chinese as we go. So the first one is temperance.
节制
Silence.
沉静安静
The third one is order.
秩序
The fourth one is resolution.
决心
And then frugality.
节俭
Industry.
勤劳
Sincerity,
真诚
justice,
正义
moderation,
哦，这个中庸
This is a hard one, yeah, 中庸 I think. Cleanliness,
清洁
tranquility,
平静
chastity, right? If you're not married, then you don't have sex, and if you're married, you have sex only with your spouse.
那没有结婚的人就都不要有 sex.
I think that was, in his day, that was how it was, yeah. So whatever your definition of it is today,
节义啊,
and remember this is his
贞洁,
list. 贞洁 maybe is the best way to say it. Yeah.
Okay, 好.
And humility.
谦虚.
Right. So these are his 13 virtues, and I wanted to raise these not because I think these are the best and most important virtues, but because they're just some that he thought were important. And I think we could all spend a little bit of time thinking about the kind of virtues we want. For instance, we in Marcus Aurelius, in the very first chapter of his Meditations, he lists all the virtues that he has learned from his parents and his grandparents and his friends and his teachers. And it's several pages of virtues. It's just an incredible description of what it's like to be a person and all the little things that we can learn from other people about how to be a good person. So part of the process, I think, of self-cultivation is just becoming aware of how many facets there are to being a better person.
Mm. Wow. 你有听过一个说法吗?
What's that?
做人就是要做一个快乐的人。
Yeah.I think that's part of it. So,
但是他没有讲到快乐这件事情。
No, he did. So part of the process of this, the ancient belief going back to Aristotle is that the more virtuous you are, the happier you are.
这也是凡克林的想法。
And this is Franklin's belief also, right? So the idea is that, I think in modern times, we...think of pursuing happiness as one thing and pursuing virtue as a different thing, that they're actually in conflict sometimes, that if you want to have fun, you go do things that are not virtuous. But the ancient idea and Franklin's idea is that by cultivating these virtues, we get to a point of satisfaction and serenity, and it has to do with your frame of mind, that if you're satisfied with life,and you're satisfied with yourself, and you don't have any regrets, and all your relationships are well-ordered, people appreciate you, and you appreciate the people around you. Well, what's more to happiness than that?
的确这样子会有一个比较平衡，然后好的关系，这样的生活自然它也会快乐。
Right. I think in modern life, we often think that happiness is something to pursue.Actively. But there was an author who said something that has really stuck with me. He said, happiness cannot be pursued. Happiness can only ensue.
Ensue.
It comes after you've done something else, not intentionally. So after you've become somebody who you appreciate and who other people appreciate, then you realize what happiness is through that.So this is part of the process. So what he decided to do, and we're almost running out of time, so I'll just describe the process and then we can talk more next time. The process was he had a little notebook and he would focus each week on just one of the virtues. And at the end of every day, he would think back on how successful he was, and he would think how many times he made a mistake with mm-hmm. regard to that virtue, and he would just make a little dot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the goal was to have every day fewer and fewer dots
mm-hmm.
for that. And then,
有点像无日三省吾身吗?
Yeah, so the idea is to make a little bit of progress
mm-hmm.
every day on just one virtue.
今天呢,
Does that sound possible?
像我每天 尽量啦，能够有10分钟、15分钟静下来想一想，今天是不是什么地方太匆促，哪些东西没有做得很完整？那我今天大概觉得运动时间不够多，对，然后太投入写书的状态下，要小心运动时间被吃掉了。
Right.
对, yeah, 那你呢? So that's, 你呢? 你今天有什么感想?
That's pretty complicated. So what Franklin wanted to do was to make it doable.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to just focus on one at a time
mm.
until he felt like he mastered that, until it became a kind of habit. And after it became a habit, then he could move on to the next one. This is part of the method. Right, so he thought temperance was maybe the easiest, but also it's sort of a foundation for the others. So if you don't eat too much and you eat the right kinds of things and you don't drink too much, like beer,
then...
Right, that was his way of describing temperance. Right,
对,
he said, eat not to dullness and drink not to elevation.
这个我最近有注意,
yeah.
但是还没有做到。
Right. So if you can get this, then this can be a foundation for what comes next.
那我们就推荐听众或是同学们可以想一想第一个 temperance, 节制, 吃不要吃太胀, 喝酒不要喝到醉。
That's a great idea. So maybe for this week, we can all focus on temperance. Or, if you don't want to focus on temperance, focus on some other alternative, right? If you can think of another really foundational sort of virtue, that if you get that just right, then other ones will be easier. Then you can practice that and maybe put it in the comment section. And then next week we'll come back and talk about our successes and failures. It's important to talk about failures also.
Okay. Let's talk about
failures. So when
failures, 失败.
Errors, yeah.
Errors.
Right.
我以为我们下次要介绍大家有没有做到第二个，怎么做到静默 silence 第二项。
Right, so well, next week maybe we'll talk about the next virtue, but we should also talk about how successful we were in the first one.
先试试看 temperance, 节制.
Right.
好,你都没有说你做到了吧?
I'll tell you next week.
Okay. 埋了一个梗, 那就下礼拜见咯。
Okay. All right.
Okay.
See you then.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.